Let us begin our advanced biblical Hebrew class today on page 84, doing as we have tended to do, and we'll actually start on page 85 to first look at the new vocabulary. The first word in the vocabulary list in the upper right-hand corner is a name, Shlomo. Everybody? Shlomo. If you cover up the hey at the end, you see Shalom, right? And that's what Shlomo is he's a man of peace. So it comes from the word Shalom, Shlomo. The second word is Bachukot. Bachukot. The ba is inner with. Chukot is the word for statutes. These are the commandments that God doesn't explain why. And we don't understand why. It's like the slaughter of the red heifer. Why do you slaughter a cow on the Mount of Olives and burn it with hyssop and cedar and shiny colored cloth? We just do. The third one down is Babamot.
Babamot.
Babamot. The ba is on. The ah is the. Bamot comes from Bima. Bima means a high place, so Babamot, upon the high places. And of course, that would refer to pagan altars normally. The next word is Mezabeach.
Mezabeach.
Mezabeach. We're familiar with the word for an altar. This is the verb from which that word comes from. This means he sacrificed. And what do you sacrifice upon? An altar. So what's the word for altar?
Mizbeach.
Here it's mezabeach. So it's very close. Mezabeach, right. The last word in the right column is, we are on page 85. Yes, we're on the new vocabulary, the fifth word down. Umaktir.
Yes.
Umaktir.
Umaktir, which sounds a whole lot like Klingon, but it's not. It's and he burnt incense. They left off the and, but he did. On the left side at the top, we have a place, Givonah. Givonah is the Hebrew way to say Gibeon. Givonah. It's toward Gibeon, the odd direction at the end. Givonah toward Gibeon. Or they just say here to Gibeon. We know it's toward. It's the odd direction. And now we have the infinitive for to sacrifice, which is Lizboach.
Lizboach.
Lizboach. The lamet is the infinitive attached to the infinitive to give it the to sacrifice. Where do you sacrifice? Sacrifice on an altar. Then the third word down is olot.
Olot.
Olot. The verb Allah means to ascend or to offer up. Olot are burnt offerings. Burnt offerings differ from other kind of offerings and sacrifices in that you get nothing back. It's wholly consumed. It all ascends up to God. And then we have Bahalom.
Bahalom.
In a dream, they say, or it's actually in the dream. The ah vowel under the bait at the beginning is the, so in the dream. And then the last word of the new vocabulary is actually a name, too. It's Shaul. Shaul is Saul. But this is the verb from which it comes, and that's Sha'al. So Shaul is the name. Sha'al is the verb. And it's ask.
Hey, Wayne?
Yes?
In a dream?
Yes.
Is supposed to be a hate and not a hey. Just let you know.
Yeah, it should be chalom. It should be. Good.
Oh, it's bachalom?
Bachalom. Mm-hmm. Should be. Okay, go down to the verb analysis chart. We would have found that when we got over to the Hebrew, but Daniel's been reading ahead, and I appreciate that. Let's look at the verb analysis chart. The first word we know, ahav, is a verb that means love. The verb is vayehav.
Vayehav.
That vav is a reversing vav, so where it is imperfect, you put the reversing vav, it gives it a perfect tense meaning, which is and he loved. Right? And he loved.
Yep.
The next one's an infinitive from halak, which means walk or go. It's the infinitive form lalechet.
Lalechet.
Lalechet, which means to walk or to go. The next one down comes from the verb zavach. Zavach means sacrifice. He sacrificed. It's pael, which means intense emotion or intense action. You don't sacrifice casually. It's something you do intentionally and with emotion. The actual form here is mezabeach, which is the participle form. Participle means what? Continuing action, ongoing. So sacrificing. It's a little different from what they gave us up in the new vocabulary, but we know that's what it is. Sacrificing. The next one is umaktir.
Umaktir.
The u is the and. And it's the participle form, so burning incense. And burning incense. I'm pretty sure that the word maktir is used in the movie Galaxy Quest as a foreign alien language. But it's not, it's just Hebrew. The next word we know very well, vayelech.
Vayelech.
And he went. And he went, or and he walked, your choice. Then we have lisboach.
Lisboach
is the infinitive to sacrifice. Why do they have nothing in the PGN column for to sacrifice? Because with an infinitive, there's only one form. There's not a masculine, feminine, singular, and plural. There's only one. The next word we know very well, ya'aleh.
Ya'aleh
is from the verb Allah, which means to ascend, but it's he feel, which means to cause to ascend or to bring up or offer. So it is he will offer. Thank you. The next verb, nirah, is from the verb ra'ah, which is he saw, but it's nifal, which means what? It's passive tense. So, appeared. He appeared. Is that right?
Yes.
He appeared. Next one, vayomer.
Vayomer
is a word that we know so very well. And he what? Said. Pa'al verb, simple action. If it was intense emotion, it wouldn't be said. What would we use instead?
Spoke.
We would use spoke instead. So he said, simple action. Next we have sha'al.
Sha'al.
From which we get the name Sha'ul, is where the noun comes from. Sha'al means ask or pray. That's one of the words used for pray. Where is it used for pray in the Bible? Psalm 122, verse 6. Sha'alu shalom Yerushalayim, which gets translated, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Okay? It's a command form. That's why there's the Shava under the Sheen. So it's ask. Ask. You can only command who?
You.
you.
Uh-huh. And this is you, masculine singular. So ask. Then we have attain.
Attain.
I will give. So if we ask God, he will give. And the last verb, asita.
Asita.
Is simply you made. Or you did. Grammatical notes. Chapter 3, verse 3 says, high places, bamot, are natural or manufactured heights on which sacrifices were offered throughout the ancient Middle East, meaning not to God, to the pagan gods. High places could include mountains, artificial mounds, platforms, and buildings erected on top of any of these. The best example of a bima that I have found is at the Hill of Megiddo. They have actually unearthed one of the old bimas, and it's just a round elevated platform on which they offered sacrifices. For verse 4, it says the verb ya'aleh is an imperfect, yet the action takes place in the past. It says sometimes the imperfect signals regular or customary action that takes place in the past, present, or future. It's kind of the opposite of the prophetic perfect, where something that is yet to happen will be written as though it already has. This is unusual in the scripture, to use an imperfect tense verb for action that already occurred. And then the last grammatical note says, you should not interpret the number 1,000 literally, meaning don't think it's 1,000. If it was 983, that would be represented in Scripture as 1,000. It's a round number. So they say, as in English, sometimes large numbers in Hebrew are figures of speech for many. I don't know if I would have gone quite that far, but in the Scriptures it says, Satan's bound away for 1,000 years. Therefore, people say, after Messiah returns, there must be 1,000 years left, and there's not. There's only 983. How do you describe 983 to people? 1,000. It's just a rough, round number. Okay, let's go to page 84 now, and let's read the Hebrew together. Va-e-ehav. Shlomo. Et. Adonai. Lalechet. Bachukot. David. Aviv. Rach. Babamot. Who? Metzabeach. Umachtir. Okay, let's translate that. Daniel. Vayehav Shlomo.
And Solomon loved.
And Solomon loved et Adonai.
The Lord.
The Lord. What's that trying to tell us?
That means that he loved him and wanted to serve him.
So his heart was for the Lord. He wanted to do right. La lechet bachukot David aviv.
To walk in the statutes of David.
To walk in the statutes of David, Aviv.
His father.
His father. Candy. Rock.
Only.
Only. Or what's another translation for rock?
But.
But. But or only are alternate translations. So in this case, perhaps but might work better. We'll see as we go on. Babamot.
On the high places.
On the high places, who?
He.
Mizabeach.
Sacrifice.
This is a participle. Was
sacrificing.
Was sacrificing. Umaktir.
And burning incense.
So what's that trying to tell us? Solomon loved the Lord. He loved to walk in the statutes of David, his father. But what did he do wrong here?
He also sacrificed and burnt offerings to other gods.
Right. He was also sacrificing and burning offerings to other gods. Why? Because he married these foreign wives, and with the foreign wives came the foreign gods. So even though Solomon loved the Lord and wanted to follow after him, he got off the beaten path, and he ended up with 1 foot in each kingdom, something that in Revelation chapter 3 is called lukewarmness. So let's read verse 4. Vayelech.
Vayelech.
Hamelech.
Hamelech.
Givonah. Lisboach.
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 Sham.
Sham.
Ki.
Ki.
He.
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 Habama.
Habama.
Hagadolah.
Hagadolah.
Elef.
Elef.
Olot.
Olot.
Ya'aleh. Shalomo.
Shalomo.
All.
All.
Hamizbeach.
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 Hahu.
Hahu.
Daniel, start me off.
And the king went.
And the king went.
Toward Gibeon.
Toward Gibeon. Let me guess, Gibeon's not the same as Jerusalem, is it?
No.
Nope, it's not. Keep going.
To sacrifice there.
To sacrifice there. Candy, pick up.
Because it was.
Because it was.
The great high place.
The great high place.
1,000 burnt offerings he offered.
1,000 burnt offerings he offered
upon the that altar.
So the who was Solomon. Solomon offered upon that altar. That's sad. But how many wives and concubines did he have?
1,000.
1,000.
Only 1,000.
Verse 5. Ready? Begivon.
Begivon.
Nira.
Nira.
Adonai.
Adonai.
El.
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 Shlomo.
Shlomo.
Bachalom.
Bachalom.
Halila. Vayomer.
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 Elohim.
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 Sha'al.
Sha'al.
Ma.
Ma.
Eten.
Eten.
Lach. Daniel.
All right.
In Gibeon,
the Lord appeared.
The Lord appeared to Solomon
in a dream.
In the dream of
the dream, the night.
Of the night. Candy.
And God said.
And God said.
Ask what
I will give to you. Let's pick up Hebrew. Vayomer.
Vayomer.
Shlomo.
Shlomo.
Ata.
Ata.
Asita.
Asita.
Daniel.
And Solomon said.
And Solomon said, you did. And then we have to turn the page.
So all those thousand sacrifices he did to idols?
Yes, all those thousand sacrifices he did to idols. Yep. Let's go to page 87. Look at new vocabulary. We have chesed.
Chesed.
Chesed is kindness or mercy. That's the word for mercy. It's not just kindness, it's loving kindness. So let's add loving before kindness there. And then the next word is uv yishrat.
Uv yishrat.
Uv yishrat is in uprightness. And then kiso, we know that word. Kise is cedar throne. Oh, at the end is his. Kiso, his throne. Let's look at the verb analysis. Halach.
Halach.
That's simply what? He walked or he went?
He walked.
He walked or he went, right. The next one, vatishmar.
Vatishmar.
That vav is a reversing vav. Tishmar would be you will guard, so with reversing vav, and you guarded. Or kept. And then they add here, watch, because if you kept something, you watch something. Mm-hmm. Vatiten.
Vatiten.
It's a reversing vav imperfect, and you gave, correct?
Yes.
Yoshev is an active participle. I know it's active because of the O vowel between the first and second root letters. Yoshev is then what? Sitting, dwelling, or residing. Right?
Yes.
Next one, himlachta.
Himlachta.
Himlachta is from Malach. Malach means ruler, reign, but this is he feel. What's he feel? Causative. The subject of the sentence causes the direct object to rule. So, you cause to reign. Or rule. You cause to reign or rule. Next we have Adah.
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 Adah is from yadah, which is no, K-N-O-W. It's all simple action, but it's imperfect. I will
know.
I will know. The next two are infinitives. Zait.
Zait.
Going out. And vavo.
Vavo.
Coming. So it's probably going to have something to do with your going out and your coming in. Okay, grammatical notes. 3:6 says, you may have translated part of verse 6 as, you did with your servant great kindness. The words asah im chesed make up a formula, which means an idiom, for to deal kindly with or show kindness to. So they're letting you know there's an idiomatic usage. Verse 3:7, it says, in this verse and others to follow, speakers refer to themselves as your servant or your maidservant instead of I or me. Such forms of address are marks of respect and humility, meaning I'm the one who serves you, who carries out your will, who does as you command. It says, in this verse, a king uses the term in God's presence. Later, a subject uses the term before the king. So it just shows obedience and respect and humility. The last grammatical note says, the regular infinitive can function as the subject or direct object of a verb. In verse 7, the infinitives zait and vavo are the direct objects of the verb adah. Let's go see what that means. Let's go to page 86 and read in Hebrew. Im. Avdecha. David.
David.
Avi.
Avi.
Avi. Chesed.
Chesed.
Gadol.
Gadol.
Ka'asher.
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 Halach.
Halach.
Lefanecha.
Lefanecha.
Be'amet.
Be'amet.
Uvitz ra. Uvitz dacha.
Uvitz dacha.
Uvitz dacha, right. Uv yishrat. Levav.
Levav.
Imach.
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 Vatishmar.
Vatishmar.
Lo.
Lo.
Et.
Et.
Ha chesed.
Ha chesed.
Ha gadol.
Ha gadol.
Hazeh.
Vatitan.
Lo.
Lo.
Ven.
Our says vain.
Okay. Yours says vain. We'll go with vain.
Yoshev.
Yoshev.
All.
All.
Kiso.
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 Kayom. Hazeh. Now we see we need to adjust our translation on page 84. Was that Daniel that started verse 6?
Yeah.
So go ahead and do it now as you see how the verse ends.
So you dealt kindly with your servant.
On page 84, the beginning of verse 6. Go ahead and translate that.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Solomon said.
And Solomon said.
You dealt kindly.
You dealt kindly with your servant.
David.
David Avi.
My father.
My father. Okay, that gives us a good idea now, the way the sentence is going. What is chesed gadol? That's.
Great. Loving kindness.
Great loving kindness. Candy, ka asher.
When?
Halach.
He walked.
Lefanecha.
Before you.
Before you. Be'amet.
In truth.
In truth. Uvitz dakah.
And in righteousness.
And in righteousness. Uv yish rat.
And in uprightness.
In uprightness of
heart.
Of heart. Daniel imach.
With you.
With you. Vatishmar lo.
And he said to him.
No.
And he, no, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Vatishmar lo. And you kept for him ha chesed ha gadol hazeh.
This great loving kindness.
This great loving kindness. Candy. Vati ten lo.
And you gave to him.
You gave to him vain yoshev al kiso.
A son sitting upon his throne.
A son sitting upon his throne. Kayom hazeh. As this day. So what does he mean? What is this great loving kindness that God showed to David?
He forgave him of his sin and didn't cast him off.
And?
And
didn't take away his throne.
Didn't take away his throne.
One more step. And did not take away the throne from his son as he took away the throne from Saul's son, Jonathan. Jonathan would have succeeded Saul on the throne, but God cut it off. And Jonathan did not get to sit on Saul's throne. And yet when David sinned, God did not cut off David's throne and take away the throne from Solomon. And this is Solomon speaking. Yep. So we got it. Number 7 in Hebrew. Ve'ata. Adonai.
Adonai.
Elohai.
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 Atah.
Atah.
Himlachta.
Himlachta.
Et.
Et.
Abdecha.
Abdecha.
Tachat.
Tachat.
David.
David.
Avi.
Avi.
Va'anochi. Na'ar.
Na'ar.
Ketan.
Ketan. Ketan.
I see Ketan. Same thing as Ketan.
Yeah,
Lo.
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 Ada.
Ada.
Ada. Ada. Ada. Sorry.
Zait.
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 Vavo.
All righty, let's translate that one. Somebody start verse 7.
And now. Lord my God.
The Lord my God.
You.
You. It's he feel, remember?
Yeah. You made your servant rain.
You made your servant rain, or you have caused your servant to rain, either way. Candy, tachat.
Instead of,
David.
David.
David, Avi.
My father.
Va'anochi.
And I.
Na'ar Katon.
Am a small young man.
Daniel, Lo Eda. Or I do not know. Zait.
Going out.
Vavo.
And coming.
Yep. So he's saying, I don't know how to go out or come in. I'm an ignorant fellow, but yet you made me king in place of my father. That's cool, huh? Notice down below in the English translation, page 86, third line from the bottom, they translate Tachat David Avi as after my father David. Make sure you cross through after and put instead of. What would it be if it was after? Achar. Right. So let's turn the page. Before we do the Hebrew on page 88, let's look at the new vocabulary on page 89. We have Baharta. Baharta is actually from the verb Bahar. Baharta means you have chosen. Or you chose. Or you choose it, but you have chosen sounds better. Then you have Yimaneh. Yimaneh, which they translate as be counted. I like better as be numbered. Be numbered. Because it comes from a different verb than to be counted. Okay, so make it be numbered. And then we have Meirav.
Meirov.
Okay, we go with Rov. Rov and Rav are the same word. They just, for some reason, have a little different vowels in here, but I should go with those. May means from. Rove means lotsness, so on account of its multitude, on how big it is, how many there are. May, from, rove, lotsness, on account of its multitude. I guess maybe I should use better English. Lehavin. To discern. What's it mean to discern?
To understand.
To understand and figure out, yeah. Hakaved.
Hakaved.
They have this in parentheses, which Hakaved. Means there's other pronouns that are likely to come into place here. But what is kaved by itself?
Honor.
Comes from the word honor or glory, so something big, and therefore they say vast. Then we have Vayitav.
Vayitav.
It was pleasing. Okay. It was pleasing. What verb or other word that you know do you see in vayitav?
Tov.
Tov, which means good. Something that's good is pleasing. And then sha'al. Is he asked. We had sha'al last time, but it was a command form. This is just the perfect tense. He asked. So let's look at the verb analysis. Bacharta. Bacharta. Just cover over the ta, and you have the verb bachar, which means chose. So it's you chose. The ta at the end is you. You chose. Yimaneh is imperfect. The yod is he, so he will number. Right?
Yes.
Except it's nifal, and if it's nifal, it's going to be passive tense, so he will be numbered. Okay. Yisafer. We're used to seeing a dagesh in that pay, but there's not one here. Yisafer, imperfect. It's also nifal. He will be counted. Is there really any difference between being numbered and being counted?
No. Not really.
Not really. Not really. Venatata is reversing vav, which gives it an imperfect meaning, you will give. Right?
Yes.
Then we have Shomea.
Shomea.
From Shema. Shema means hear. The O vowel between the first and second root letter says active participle, so simply hearing. Hearing. Lishpot. Is the infinitive from Shafat. Shafat means judge, so Lishpot is to judge. To judge. The next one, Lahavin. Lahavin is an infinitive, that's why the Lamed. But notice the root. The root is a hollow verb. What's a hollow verb? It's any verb that has a vav or a yod as the middle root letter, which means in the perfect tense, the middle root letter drops out. But in the infinitive, it does not. Like the imperfect, in the infinitive, the middle root letter becomes a vowel. So, lahavin is the infinitive to understand. Looking at that, how would you say he understood? You would say bon. Bon. The yod would drop out. It would become the bait, an a vowel, and a noon. Bon. If it were in the pa'al. He feel causative. Okay. Next one. Yuchal.
Yuchal.
We know that one. Yuchal is a what? It's a verb that starts with a yod as the first letter. What do we call that? A transformer, right? So the yod becomes a vowel in the imperfect. So let's just say he will be able. The u tells you it's imperfect. The yod tells you it's he will be able. Vayitav. Is a simple pa'al verb from the root yatav. And that means in the perfect tense, he was pleasing. Or if it's not a person, it was pleasing. And finally, sha'al.
Sha'al.
Perfect tense, simply he asked. He asked. Or it could be he prayed for, depending upon if you're talking to a person or you're talking to God. When you ask something of God, that's prayer. Grammatical notes, 3-9. says, usually if a reversing vav perfect verb functions as a command, it follows the verb in the command tense. This is not the case with the verb vanatata. An inferior does not command a superior, so the king cannot command God. So the reversing vav perfect instead expresses a request and can be translated as perhaps you would give. So whenever we command God, what we're really doing is we're asking. And in the last grammatical note, it says, you learned that the word lave means heart. It says, in fact, it means much more than that, meaning it's not just the organ in your body beating blood. That's not what heart means. They didn't have Gray's Anatomy back in those days. So it says, lave refers to the inner person as contrasted to the physical body. So it's your emotions, it's your desires, it's your wants. Okay. Come back to the Hebrew on page 88. Verse 8 in Hebrew. Ready? Va'avdecha.
Va'avdecha.
Batoch.
Batoch.
Batoch. Amecha.
Amecha.
Asher.
Asher.
Bacharta.
Bacharta.
Am. Rav.
Rav.
Asher.
Asher.
Lo.
Lo.
Asher.
Lo.
Yimaneh.
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 Velo.
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 Yisafer.
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 Meirov.
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 Okay, English.
And your servant is in the midst
of
your people whom you have chosen.
Candy.
Many people,
or you could even say a numerous people, either way. Whom
will not be numbered.
Or I would even say cannot be numbered.
And cannot be counted.
And cannot be counted. Meirov.
On account of its multitude.
On account of its multitude. Any way you want to put that. Meaning there's too many. Too many. Why is that significant, Daniel?
Because that's what God promised Abraham.
Exactly. That's what God promised Abraham. Descendants like the sands of the sea or like the stars in the sky. Too many to be numbered. Excellent, Daniel. Verse 9, everybody. Venatata.
Venatata.
La'avdecha.
La'avdecha.
Lev.
Lev.
Shomea.
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 Lishpot.
Et.
Amecha.
Amecha.
Lahavin.
Lahavin.
Bain.
Bain.
Tov.
Tov.
Lara.
Lara.
Ki.
Ki.
Me.
Me.
Yuchal. I have Yuchal.
Yuchal.
Lishpot.
Lishpot.
Et.
Et.
Amecha.
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 Hakaved.
Hakaved.
Hazeh.
Hazeh.
Okay, start out verse 9 in English.
Gave.
New.
And you will give. To your servant. A heart of hearing. To judge.
to judge your people.
To discern. Among. Good for evil.
Good for evil, meaning you can tell the difference one to the other. Candy?
Because. Who will be able?
Who will be able to judge
your people?
Yeah, it's kind of awkward there. What's the best way you could spread that out, smooth that out?
Your vast people, maybe.
Except there's this yeah, your people, this. Vastness, you know, it's going to take some smoothing out to make it good English. But what it indicates is that Israel is this people, but it's also your people. So he's reminding himself as well as the Lord that Solomon is judging the people, but they're God's people. His people are God's people. So it's a little, shall we say, what's that? Unwieldy. There you go. That's good. So verse 10, Hebrew, Vayitav.
Hadavar.
Ba'ene.
Adonai.
Ki.
Sha'al.
Shlomo.
Et.
Hadavar.
Hazeh.
English, please.
And the word was pleasing. In the eyes of the Lord.
Tell me about that word, Adonai, the Lord. Normally, when we see the Lord in English, we see the tetragrammaton, but that's not what we have here. So tell me about this word. No, it didn't just replace the tetragrammaton. It did something more importantly. Tell me about the word Adonai.
Well, Solomon was offering on the high places to other gods, so he's making a confession that you are my Lord.
That's exactly right. Adonai, the I at the end is my, and the word Adon that precedes it would actually have been Adonim, so it's plural. It's like the tetragrammaton representing the triunity of God, but it adds the my to it, and you can't do that to the tetragrammaton. So he's expressing the fact that he's done with these pagan idols, and he's strictly giving himself to the Lord. Good, keep going. Key.
Because.
Candy. Sha'al Shlomo.
Solomon asked,
Hadavar Hazeh.
This word
or this thing. What was the thing that Solomon asked for that pleased the Lord? Did he ask for gold or silver? He asked for wisdom to discern good from evil. Exactly. And that pleased the Lord. Good. Pages 90 and 91, starting at 91. How in the past have we said because?
Key.
There's another way, Ya'on Asher.
Ya'on Asher.
Because. Sha'alta. You asked. Oh, sir.
Or
Osir. Okay, we'll go with Osir. It's hard to differentiate sometimes between the Segol and the Sere. So we'll go with Osir. Where's the dot on this? Where's the sheen on the dot? Where's that dot?
They combine.
That's exactly right. Osir.
Like in Moshe.
Right, like in Moshe. Exactly the same. Oivecha. your enemies. How many people have heard the Jewish people say oy vey? Oy vecha comes from the same thing. Havin. The understanding. Vanavon. Vanavon. Discerning. I see a relationship between Havin and Venavon. Let's see as we read down through the verb analysis chart if that holds up or not. The first verb we know, Vayomer, means and. And he said. Just simple, plain action, and he said. Sha'alta.
Sha'alta.
Is you asked. Perfect tense. U-A-S-K-E-D. You asked. Oyvecha. The cha at the end is your. Oyve is enemies, so your enemies. Your enemies. Vasha'alta.
Vasha'alta.
Can
he ask?
No, close. And you asked. And you asked. Okay. Havin. An infinitive, which means understand. So an infinitive doesn't have to have the lamed in front of it to be two. It can just be understand. Lishmoa. Is the infinitive, but it has the lamed in front, so we say to hear. To hear. Asiti.
Asiti.
I made or did. That's one we know well. Natati.
Natati.
I gave or I set. We know that one well already. Venavon.
Venavon.
Is nephal, which is passive tense, and it's a participle form, so it's discerning. And discerning. Next one is haya.
Haya.
We know that one well, that's simply he was. And yakum. Look at the verb, kof, vav, maim. If the middle letter is a vav, it's a what? Drop letter. And if it doesn't drop out, that means it's imperfect. It only drops in the perfect tense, so the uvel tells us it's imperfect. The yod up front is he, so he will arise. He will arise. Grammatical notes. First one. For discussion of Ya'ana share, see the notes following Genesis 22:16 on page 21, or just take their word for it. Second one. Yamim Rabim is a figure of speech for long life. It literally says what? Many days. Many days. How many? Just many. Long life. The third note. Shema Mishpat is the Hebrew formula, meaning idiom, for executing or carrying out justice. Shema means hear. Mishpat is a judgment. So, just like Shema Bekol is an idiom for obey, Shema Mishpat is a Hebrew formula for doing justice, carrying out justice, executing justice. And the last note, Natan and Asa are conjugated in the perfect tense, but are translated as present tense. We do that in the prophetic perfect. You know that. You've seen that before. It says, Hebrew uses the perfect tense for action that is completed once the speaker or author mentions it. Here God gives Solomon wisdom at the moment he proclaims his intention to do so. In other words, he didn't have to go to school for 3 or 4 years to wise up. God just gave it to him. So let's translate after we read on page 90, verse 11. Vayomer. Elohim. Elav. Ya'an. Asher. Sha'alta. Et. Hadavar. Hazeh. Velo. Sha'alta. Lecha. Yamim. Rabim. Velo. Sha'alta. Lecha. Oser. Osher. There's that sheen, Osher. Velo. Sha'alta. Nefesh. Oivecha. Vasha'alta. Lecha. Havin. Lishmawa. Mishpat. Good. Daniel. Vayomer Elohim.
And God said,
Elav.
To him.
Ya'an Asher.
Because.
Sha'alta.
You ask.
Hadavar Hazeh.
This thing.
Candy. Valo Sha'alta.
And you did not ask.
Lecha.
For you.
For you or for yourself. Yamim Rabim.
Many days,
meaning a long life, right? Velo sha'alta lecha.
And you did not ask for yourself.
Daniel, Osher.
Riches.
Velo sha'alta nefesh oivecha.
And you did not ask the soul of your enemies.
Nefesh, soul or person, so meaning the life of your enemies. Vesha'alta lecha. And you ask for you, Havin, Lishmawa, Mishpat.
The understanding to execute judgment.
The understanding to execute judgment or justice. That's right. Excellent. Number 12, Hebrew, Hine.
Hine.
Asiti.
Asiti.
Kidvarecha.
Kidvarecha.
Hine.
Hine.
Natati.
Natati.
Lecha.
Lecha.
Lave.
Lave.
Chacham.
Chacham.
Venavin.
Venavon.
Venavon. Asher.
Asher.
Kamocha. Low. Haya.
Haya.
Lefanecha.
Lefanecha.
Ve'acharecha.
Ve'acharecha.
Low.
Low.
Yakum.
Yakum.
Kamocha.
Kamocha.
Good. So English. Hine. Asiti. Kidvarecha.
Behold. I made or will make.
I did. Well, Kidvarecha.
I'm just going on what it said down here about it's conjugated in the perfect.
Yeah.
Translated.
Yeah. Forget that part.
Okay.
Let's just do it as we know to do it. Behold, I did what?
As your word.
as your words. In other words, what? Behold, I did as you asked, is the way it really comes down to, right?
Yeah.
Yep. Carrying on. Hine natati lecha.
Behold, I gave to you.
Behold, I gave to you. Lev chacham.
A wise and understanding heart.
A wise and discerning heart or understanding heart. Mm-hmm. Why did you think that they went together, other than the fact that they do?
Because lave is collective.
Correct. Mm-hmm. So a wise and discerning heart just all goes together as an adjective phrase describing lave. Okay. Candy, asher.
Which?
Kamocha. Lohaya.
There will not be like you. No, or there was not like you.
Right, there was not like you, lefanecha.
Before you.
Before you. Va'acharecha.
And after you.
Lo yakum kamocha.
Will not arise.
Will not arise.
Like you.
Like you. That means none of us are going to have the wisdom of Solomon. Verse 13 in Hebrew, Vagam.
Vagam.
Asher.
Asher.
Lo.
Lo.
Sha'alta.
Sha'alta.
What is that?
And also.
And also.
What you did not ask.
Yes. And also that which you did not ask. Let's turn a page. There's a lot. We'll pick that up next week, Lord willing, on page 92. Until then, we will just keep ourselves on the edge of our seats, wondering what else is to follow.